I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, casinos are trending this morning. Here's the latest. It's been a very challenging week for the gaming and the hotel industry in this town because of coronavirus. MGM Resorts temporarily closing their properties on Tuesday. Those resorts include Bellagio, MGM Grand, Mandalay Bay, The Mirage, The Luxor, New York, Excalibur, Park MGM, and Vidara. They say they plan to reopen as soon as it is safe to do so. Now, Wynn Resorts, they also announced a two-week closure of its Wynn and Encore properties beginning Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So they said that they will be paying their full-time employees, which is excellent
news.
Yeah, really excited about that. But it's just a... It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this. None of us have.
No, and not at all. And then there's, you know, stick to facts, but rumblings of other places following suit. And I can see why they're doing it. If there's no one staying there, there's no one gambling. You're just throwing money out the door, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And thinking about it too, I mentioned I did that drive down the strip yesterday, and I saw, like I mentioned, there's people in and out, super super light, but there's definitely people on the strip. But I assume maybe these are people that had bought their tickets a while back and maybe flew out and didn't want to waste their ticket, and that's why they came out and were out here. Or maybe they're stragglers that have still been in town for a couple weeks before heading home.
That's my guess, yeah, that they were already here. I don't know, just with everything going on. And I could be wrong, maybe, but I wouldn't be traveling at this time.
Yeah, let's say you're in Minnesota and you had a ticket for Las Vegas, would you be jumping on a plane last week to still come out and enjoy the city? Maybe so, but I'm sure that crowds get lesser and lesser as the weeks go on.
Yeah, definitely. So that is trending. Also trending this morning, schools are trending. Governor Sisolak ordered that all of Nevada's K-12 schools will be closed effective today. Schools will be shut down through at least, he said, well, originally it was April 6th, but then with the week of spring break after that, it's going to end up lasting through April 13th. And he talked about that. He had a message for kids who were excited about the school's closing. Here's what he had to say.
Now I'm going to talk directly to our students, the young people of our state. I grew up in Wisconsin, and I remember the excitement that my friends and I had. We'd feel when we'd get a snow day called. It meant we could goof off and have a free day. That's not what this is about. This is not an extended spring break. We are closing our schools for your safety and for the safety of your families and neighbors. This needs to be taken seriously.
That needs to be taken seriously. Now, he actually addressed that a little more in depth, just about why, even though kids are not getting this virus, why it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to take this seriously. I know many of you have heard that young people are at low risk, but you can still be exposed to their virus and pass it on to others. You can pass it on to your mom, your dad, your grandparents, those that you love.
It's like you're getting a lecture from your dad.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's laying down the law.
Well, as he should, you know.
Mm-hmm. I told
my kids, you're not sleeping in. Your guys are getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going to work on school stuff. Like, that's just what you're going to do.
I saw a friend posted on social media something that's put out by the Clark County School, CCSD.net. You can go there, and there's curriculum you can do for your kids at home and kind of self-teaching at home. And then also schools where they're still offering pickups for breakfast and lunches as well.
Yeah, we'll post all of those schools too. If you are food dependent and you need that food, you can go to the schools. But a lot of the classes, I mean, the technology is pretty good. A lot of their teachers are already communicating to them saying, okay, here's the lesson plan. This is what you guys need to do. Submit it to me by this day, and we're going to keep things going. So there's no word on how the makeup days will be missed and how that whole thing is going to be handled. But it's my understanding that if they're able to keep the curriculum going, that they may not have to make it up on the back end, or they may extend the school hours once they go back. Those are all things that have been talked about. So
that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Also this morning, Fifth Harmony is trending. They may still be on hiatus, but their song is making a comeback. So with so many people forced to work from home to avoid contamination, the 2016 song Work From Home is having a moment. I love this song. The song is popping up in memes, tweets, playlists, and more. And it's back on the iTunes charts. It jumped 250 spots in one day. One person tweeted, it's about to be the anthem of 2020. I'm not sad about this. I love this song.
It's a great song.
It's a bop, as the kids would say. It's a bop. Let's play the whole thing later.
We should at some point, yeah.
I love it. All right, and then also trending this morning is Grubhub. So the company said it's temporarily suspending their commission fee of up to $100 million from independent U.S. restaurants hit by this outbreak. The move will provide immediate cash relief to restaurants that make up the majority of their 350,000 partners and drive more than 80% of their orders. So Grubhub said it expects that dine-in traffic in U.S. eateries is going to be reduced by 75% over the next few weeks. And you look at L.A., they're actually closing down all their restaurants and only opening it to dine or to take out. So here's the deal. These businesses are going to get all of their money. They don't have to pay out any commissions. So this is a great time to order in. Think of one of those restaurants you've been dying to try, but you haven't been able to get to. Now they'll come to you. So order in and help a restaurant. Of course, if you missed any of what's trending, we'll post it on the website, mix941.fm. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.